Thank you. Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Saraswati Deva Paravando.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Ajnanatmarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurunmilitan Tena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Vancha kaupatarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Advaita Tadana Shri Vasadi Gaurava Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Vamantu Bhoja Vanga Shibha Jam, Ushibha.
Bhoja Vanga Di Shibha Jam, Di Ushibha Shijie.
Machita sarva durgani mat prasada tarishyasi atachetvam mahankaran na charoshyasi vinankyasi.
译文：你如果一知觉到我，就将借着我的恩典跨越受制约的生存中所具有的一切障碍。但是，如果你不怀着这样种一知觉去行事， 而凭假我去做事，不听从我，那你必遭劫难。要只有圣号法的提供，满怀 Krishna 知觉的人，不为履行与物质躯体有关的职责而过度焦虑。愚蠢之人理解不了这种摆脱一切焦虑的巨大自由。对怀着 Krishna 知觉行事的人来说，主 Krishna 是他最亲密的朋友，他总是为他的朋友提供便利。 把自己托付给他忠心耿耿的朋友，为取悦他而一天24小时不停做事的人。因此，任何人都不该被假我这一躯体化的生命概念所摆布，不该错误地以为自己独立于物质自然法则之外，或者有自由行事的权利。他受物质法则的严格控制，但是他一旦怀着 Krishna 知觉行事，就解脱。 就摆脱物质世界中一切使人困惑的事物，应该特别小心，不怀着 Krishna 知觉行事的人，使自己堕入物质的泥潭，堕进坠进生死的海洋。受制约的灵魂无法真正了解什么是该做，什么不该做。但是怀着 Krishna 知觉做事的人，行动自由，因为一切都是由 Krishna 从内心提示并由灵性导师确认的。译文：你如果知觉到我，就将借着我的恩典跨越受制约的生存中所具有的一切障碍。但是如果你不怀着这样的知觉去行事，而凭假我去做事，不听从我，那你必遭劫难。
In this 18th chapter, Lord Krishna is describing the process of devotional service.
在这第18章中, 主 Krishna 解释了奉献服务的程序。
And devotional service is based on surrender to Krishna.
奉献服务是以臣服于 Krishna 为基础的。
And by surrender to Krishna, we ensure ourselves, we are guaranteed that Krishna will protect us.
通过臣服于 Krishna， 我们就确信 Krishna 会给我们保护。
And ultimately, he will deliver us, take us back to the spiritual world.
最终他会使我们解脱，回归到灵性的王国。
So here in this verse, Lord Krishna compares what happens if we are if we surrender to him and what happens if we don't.
在这里呢 ，Krishna， 做出比较，第一就是。我们如果臣服于 Krishna 会怎么样？从另一方面，我们不臣服于 Krishna 又会怎么样
？First he says, if we are conscious of him, then we will cross over all the obstacles.
首先，他告诉我们说，如果我们臣服于 Krishna， 我们会跨越所有的障碍。
In material life, there are many obstacles.
在物质世界里有很多很多障碍。
But For a devotee in Krishna consciousness,
但是对于一位 Krishna 知觉，在 Krishna 知觉中的奉献者来而言来说
，a devotee is not in anxiety.
奉献者不会焦虑。
A devotee is taken shelter of Krishna.
一位奉献者他托付于 Krishna.
So he simply depends on Krishna in every situation.
所以他在任何环境下只是依靠 Krishna.
In the material world, everybody is in so much anxiety.
在物质世界里，每个人都那么的焦虑。
Prabhupada says, a devotee in the first sentence, he says, a devotee Krishna in Krishna consciousness is not unduly anxious about the duties of his existence.
圣帕帕德在这个世界要旨的第一句话中说。一个满怀 Krishna 知觉的人不会为履行物质躯体有关的职责而过度的焦虑。
That means, you know, in the material world, people have they're always anxious. They have so many things to do, so many responsibilities, and they have so much tension and anxiety because of it.
在物质世界中，人们那些物质活动者，他们有那么多的职责要履行，有那么的事情要做，他们总是处在焦虑之中。
But in a Krishna conscious devotee doesn't worry so much about these things.
但是一个满怀 Krishna 知觉的人，他不会担心这些事情。
He simply depends on Krishna.
他只是依靠 Krishna.
Of course, he's not neglectful of his duties.
当然，他并不是完全忽视自己的职责。
But he doesn't sacrifice everything just simply to take care of his material duties.
但是他做这些只是为了去照顾一下自己的物质的职责。
Yeah, we say there has to be a balance between the material and the spiritual.
我们讲灵性跟物质的话，必须平衡好。
In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, we have to continue our material duties and responsibilities.
在我们修习 Krishna 知觉的刚开始的时候呢，我们必须继续去履行我们的物质的职责。
But gradually we have to give up these material responsibilities and take up pay full attention to our spiritual activities.
但是呢，渐渐的我们就要。完全放弃我们的物质的职责，渐渐的使我们自己完全处在灵性的职责当中。
As we get older, there's no point to worry so much about building a big home and having lots of money.
就好像我们年纪大了，就没必要担心要盖个大房子，要养一大家子人。
We have to concentrate more and preparing for the next life.
我们必须更加专注，能够为来生做准备。
We have to focus our mind and consciousness on Krishna.
我们必须把我们的心意，把我们的这个意识，全都专注于 Krishna.
Krishna is, there is a story that one man was talking to the god of death.
有个故事讲的是一个人他在跟死神对话。
And he told the god of death, he said, yes, I will come with you. He said, but just make sure that you tell me beforehand that I have to leave this world, and I will certainly accompany you.
他说我肯定会跟你在一起的，但是呢你得告诉我，我死前告诉我还有多久会死。
Yeah, he said I want to know, you know, beforehand that I have to, that I'm going, that you're going to take me out of this world.
我必须知道什么，我必须预先知道你什么时候会把我带离这个世界。
So after some time it, it came time the god of death was taking the man out from the world.
过了一段时间呢，使神就把要把他带离这个世界了。
But the man was protesting. He said, "Hey, you never told me I was. You, we agreed you would tell me that I was supposed to leave the world. You never told me."
那这个人就说：“哎，你怎么不给我讲过？你从来没有给我讲就来了。
”But the God of death said, "No." He said, "I told you."
但是使神却说：“不，我跟你讲过了。
”He said, "Don't you see all the wrinkles in your face?"
你难道没有看到你脸上布满的皱纹吗？
Don't you see all the gray hairs on your head?
你难道没有看到你满头的苍白白的白发吗？
I said this was this. I was telling you, you have to, that you know your time is nearly finished in this world.
我通过这些在告诉你，你在这个世界上时间已经快结束了。
So, 哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈 we're not here in this world forever.
这就是让我们知道我们不会在这永远待在这个世界里的一些自然的信号。
And it's only proper, it's only intelligent. You know, we should understand. We have to prepare to give up this body and take another birth.
这就我们应该恰当的知道理解我们要离开这个躯体的。
So devotee is not anxious. He doesn't spend their whole life just simply being in anxiety about the material world.
所以奉献者不焦虑，他不会把时间都花费在为这个世界上的事情而一直焦虑的这个情境中。
We have anxiety for Krishna's service.
我们必须为服务 Krishna 而焦虑。
If we have anxiety for Krishna's how to serve the deity and how to preach Krishna consciousness, that is spiritual anxiety.
如果我们为怎么服务神像，怎么去传播 Krishna 知觉而焦虑的话，这就是灵性的焦虑。
That is good. That is good. We don't want to get away from that. We don't want to give up that anxiety.
这是好的，我们不想要放弃这样的焦虑。
That kind of anxiety is purifying.
这种焦虑是只有能够净化我们。
But the anxiety for the material world that entangles us in this material world.
但是为了物质事情而焦虑的话，只会使我们纠缠于这个物质世界。
Krishna explains that those people who don't hear from him, then they act through false ego.
Krishna 在这里解释说，那些不根据他的指导而行动的人，他们是根据假我的指示而行动的。
They think that they are the doer. They think they are responsible for their activities.
他们认为他们自己是行动的作为者，认为自己将为这个活动结果而负责。
But actually, everything is done by the modes of nature.
但实际上，所有一切都是由物质自然三形态而执行的。
We're simply acting under the control of the material energy.
我们只是在物质能量的控制下而行动。
And suffering and enjoying the results of our past activities.
因为过往的活动而痛苦或感到快乐。
So, in the material world, people are simply in ignorance about the nature of their life.
在物质世界中，人们只是因为他们不知道这个物质自然的。
They do not see the hand of the Supreme Lord behind everything.
他们没有看到一切之后有至尊的手在掌控着。
They are thinking they're the controller.
他们认为他们自己就是控制者。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes the demonic nature.
在博迦梵歌中，主 Krishna 解释了恶魔的品性。
And the demon thinks, Ishwaraham, I am the controller.
那些恶魔们会想，伊斯巴拉看我就是控制者。
A humble ghi, I am the enjoyer.
啊，我是享受者。
Siddham, I am perfect.
我是完美的。
Balavam, I am strong.
Balavam, 我是强，非常有力量的。
Sukhi, and I am happy.
Sukhi, 我很快乐。
This is a demonic nature. They're thinking how they're enjoying and controlling this world.
这就是些物质的品性，他们会认为自己怎么来控制这个世界，怎么是个我感到是个快乐的享受者。
But they're forced to act under the material energy.
但他们实际上是有物质形态被迫而行动的，迫使下行动的。
They're forced.They were forced to take birth, and they will be forced to leave the body one day.
他们被迫出生，有一天他们也被迫离开他们躯体。
How can we say that we are the controllers?
我们说，那么这个控制者在哪里呢？
We are so small and insignificant in this world.
Oh, no, 但是。我们怎么能说自己是我们是控制者呢？我们那么渺小。
There are so many living entities in this material creation.
在这个物质创造中有那么多的生物体。
Just see in this material world, there are so many universes in the material world.
我们只要想想，在这个物质世界里有那么多的宇宙。
And so many planets in each universe.
每个宇宙中有那么多的星球。
And here we are on this one tiny planet Earth.
我们就在生活在一个非常集中的一个非常小的星球，叫地球的星球上。
And on this planet Earth, there are many, many countries, and we are in this one country, China.
在这个地球上有很多很多国家，其中呢有一个叫中国。
And in China, there are so many towns and cities, and we are in this one.Little place, EU.
在中国有很多城镇和乡村，我们呢就在一个很小的地方叫义乌。
And in EU, there are so many houses and so many streets and so many villages.
在义乌有这么多村庄，有这么多房屋，有这么多街道。
And here we are, we're sitting in this one little room.
我们呢就坐在这个小小的房间里。
And we're thinking, I am the controller.
但是却想着啊，我是控制者。
You know, we're so insignificant. We have no position, but we think we're so important.
我们是那么的渺小，我们根本就没有任何地位，但是我们却想着自己是那么重要。
We have to hear from Krishna to understand these things.
我们必须聆听 Krishna 来理解这些事情。
Of course, we don't like to hear from Krishna.
当然我们不喜欢听 Krishna 的。
Krishna says there is no truth superior to me.
Krishna 说除了我之外没有更高的真理。
But we think, no, I'm superior.
但是我们想哼，我比你更高。
If Krishna is supreme, then he didn't meet me yet. He's not meet me. When he meets me, then he'll know I'm supreme.
如果 Krishna 在的话，他就
meet the Hami Janma。
他还没来，怎么他还没来看我？
After he meets me, then he'll know he's not the supreme。
如果他看到我的话，他就知道他不是至尊的。看到我就他就知道他不是最大的。
So this is the ignorance of the conditioned souls.
所以这就是受条件限制的灵魂的无知。
And we're lost in this material world. We're thinking our work and our life and our home is everything so important.
我们迷失在这个世界里，我们认为我们的工作、我们的家庭，这一切是那么的重要。
But when once we leave this world, you know, it's finished. Everything is we leave everything behind.
但是，一旦我们离开这个世界，一切都完了，一切我们都留在身后。
In the past, many great kings they fought to win land and gain have a big kingdom.
那么在以前的话，有一些非常伟大的国王，他们，他们和就是为了争夺土地而相互厮杀斗争。
And they were fighting and killing each other just to have a big kingdom.
他们相互厮杀，只是为了有更大的王国。
Mother Earth was laughing at the foolish kings.
那么大地母亲她就取笑这些愚蠢的国王。
Because the king would win the kingdom, he would take all the land and say, "Now this is our land. This land belongs to us."
因为那些国王们一旦占有了这些土地，他就会想啊，这就是我的土地了，我是这个土地的上面的主人。
But the land was here before they came, and after they go, the land is still here.
但是他们来之前，这个土地在那里；他们走了以后，土地还在那里。
So how can anything belong to us?
那么，因此，怎么可能有什么东西是属于我们的呢？
Everything is Krishna's.
一切都是 Krishna 的。
It comes from, it is, everything is created by Krishna, it's maintained by Krishna, and ultimately it's annihilated by him.
一切最初是源于 Krishna, 来自于 Krishna, 有 Krishna 维系，最后又有 Krishna 来毁灭。
So here Krishna is encouraging the devotee the benefit of being conscious of him.
Krishna 在鼓励他的奉献者有具有培养 Krishna 知觉的益处。
Devotee just simply wants to please Krishna.
奉献者仅仅是想要取悦 Krishna.
And he sees Krishna as his friend.
他把 Krishna 当作自己的朋友。
Just like friend, then they want to help and serve each other.
像朋友一样，他们想要相互帮助，相互服务。
So Krishna also reciprocates with his devotees.
所以呢 ，Krishna 同样会回应他的奉献者。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, "To those who are devoted to me and worship me with love."Then I give the understanding by which they can come to me.
在《薄伽梵歌》中，Krishna说，对于那些，对我做奉献服务、崇拜我的人，我会相应的给予他们回报。
Krishna acts in the heart of the devotee.
Krishna 在奉献者的心中行动。
Directing us how we can come to him.
主导我们怎么能够接近他。
The activity of Krishna consciousness is scientific. There's a process by which we follow.
Krishna 培养 Krishna 这些活动是一门科学，他指导我们怎么去行动，遵循。
We hear and chant in the association of devotees.
我们聆听，我们唱诵，我们和奉献者联谊。
And we perform devotional service.
我们履行奉献服务。
And in this way, we get rid of all the dirty things from the heart, purify the heart.
这样的话，我们就能够把所有内心的脏东西都去除，来净化内心。
And become steady in our service.
在服务中保持稳定。
When we're steady in our service, then we will get more taste for these activities.
一旦我们在服务中稳定的话，我们对于这些活动就会具有更多的品味。
And when you have taste for these activities, then we will go on to develop real love for Krishna.
我们一旦有了品味，我们就能够继续培养我们对 Krishna 的爱。
So this is the process of Bhakti Yoga.
这就是奉爱服务的程序。
Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita has described many different processes.
主 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》中讲了很多其他的程序。
Especially, he has described Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga.
他其中特别讲到业报瑜伽和思辨瑜伽。
But ultimately, he is always saying that it is devotion by which we can actually know him.
但是他说，最终只有通过奉爱才能够了解他。
that even the Jnani Yogi, he has to give up this attachment for knowledge and become devoted to Krishna.
即使是一位思辨瑜伽士的话, 他也必须放弃他对知识的依附, 最成为一位奉献者。
And the Karma Yogi, he also has to give up his attachment to the results, to working. He has to become attached to Krishna instead of being attached to his work.
作为一位业报瑜伽士的话, 他必须放弃他对 Krishna 活动结果的依附, 能够为 Krishna 而活动。
Krishna wants us to surrender to him.
Krishna 想要让我们臣服于他。
Krishna has his plan for us.
Krishna 在我们身上有他的计划。
We make plans, but Krishna has his plan also.
我们自己做计划, 但是 Krishna 有他的计划。
We have to surrender to Krishna's plan.
我们必须臣服于 Krishna的计划。
We ourselves, we cannot, we're not the controller.
我们自己不是控制者。
Krishna is the supreme controller.
Krishna 是至尊的控制者。
We do not know what is Krishna's plan, but we have to surrender to Krishna's plan.
我们不知道 Krishna的计划是什么, 但是我们必须臣服于 Krishna的计划。
And we have to know that Krishna's plan is good for, always good for us.
我们必须知道 Krishna的计划 总是会比我们的计划好。
Even though it may seem very difficult, very hard for us to accept, sometimes we think, oh no, Krishna, I don't think this is a good plan, we don't like Krishna's plan.
即便有时候 Krishna计划对我们来说很难以接受, 这 Krishna这个安排 我太糟糕了, 我一点都不喜欢。
Just like Prabhupada's own life, Prabhupada was thinking, I will do business and make money, and I will give money to my spiritual master.
就好像庞帕的一生, 他会以前想, 我要赚大钱, 我要把这些钱都, 给Krishna。
But Prabhupada's plan did not work out.
但是庞帕的计划却没有实现。
Krishna had another plan.
Krishna有另一个计划。
Krishna took away all his business and all his money.
Krishna 把他所有的生意、所有的钱都拿走了。
Prabhupada said, "This is Krishna's special mercy."
帕帕说，这是Krishna特殊的仁慈。
Krishna himself tells Uddhava in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna tells Uddhava, "When I am very merciful to someone, then I take away all their attachment."
Krishna 在 给吴大娃讲，当我对一个人给予他特殊的仁慈的时候，我会把他的一切都拿走。
So this is very painful.
因此这很痛苦。
To take away all our attachments.
拿走我们所有的衣服。
Just like sometimes we want to be kind to someone, and you have to do something which is painful to them. You want to be, you're trying to be kind to someone, but at the same time you do something which is painful.
就好像说我们有时候想要对某个人很好，但实际上我们做的事却给他带来了痛苦。
Just like if you have some boil infection on the skin.
就好像我们的一些皮肤上的一些脓包。
Then the doctor said, "I'll just take a knife and cut it."
然后医生说,
or maybe you have a toothache and it's giving you a lot of pain.
或者是牙疼,
the doctor said, "Okay, I'll just pull it out."
医生说, "Oh, 好的, 我把它先拔出来吧."
And you say, "No, oh, oh, no, no."
说, "Oh, 不不不不不,
it will hurt, it will be painful. No, please."
请不要这样子, 会很疼的。
But he said, "No, just a minute, a few minutes, we'll get it out."
他会说, 哎呀, 就几分钟时间, 我马上就完了。
Or the doctor says, "Let me take the knife, I'll just cut this infection."
他说, 让我用刀子把这个感染的地方, 切除。
I said, "No, no, no, don't."
他会说, 哎呀, 不要。
"Just give some medicine."
Just 给我一点配点药就行了。
So like that, Krishna is saying, just let me take all your attachments.
就像这样子, Krishna 说, 让我把你的所有衣服都拿走吧。
Take all your material attachments away and you can just surrender to me.
我会把你所有的物质衣服都拿走, 让你能够完全的臣服于我。
But we say, no, no, I will keep the attachments and I will also surrender to you.
但我们说, 不不不, 我还是, 有这个衣服, 但是呢, 我们还, 我有这个衣服, 同时呢, 又臣服于你, 可以吗?
No, you cannot. You cannot keep your attachments and surrender to Krishna.
不可以, 我们不能在保持物质衣服的同时, 能够臣服于 Krishna, 归于 Krishna.
That is like rowing the boat, but the boat is still tied to the side of the river.
就好像我们在划船, 这个船呢, 海, 锚呢, 还记在这个岸上。
So you're just, you know, you're not going to go anywhere.
这样, 所以, 这个船不会去这个, 到达任何地方。
In the same way, we do devotional service, but keep attachments to the material world. We cannot progress.
同样的话, 我们总做, 从事奉献服务, 但同时呢, 又物, 依附于物质世界, 这样子的话, 我们不会进步。
So Krishna takes away our attachments just to help us to surrender.
所以 Krishna 拿走了我们的衣服, 只是帮助我们来归依于他。
And the difficulties which we go through in devotional service are also good for us.
在做奉献服务的过程中遇到的所有困难, 同样对我们也有好处。
Don't think devotional service will be easy and we'll just be happy every day.
不要认为奉献服务做起来总是很容易, 每天都很高兴。
No, there will be many difficulties, many challenges we have to face.
不, 在我, 我们在这个过程中, 我们必须, 我们会经历很多困难, 面对很多挑战。
We have to, but this will help us to become stronger in our Krishna consciousness.
但是这一切都会帮助我们能在 Krishna 直觉中变得更坚强。
Because one day we're going to have to leave this world.
因为有一天我们必须离开这个物质世界。
But if we're still attached to things in this world, it will be hard for us.
但是一旦我们还依附于这个物质世界，这就会使我们很难。
But if we just simply are attached to Krishna completely, then we can easily leave this world.
但是如果我们完全依附于 Krishna 的话, 离开这个世界就很容易。
We can just simply take shelter of Krishna and go back to Him.
我们只要完脱避于 Krishna, 然后就回到他那边去了。
So what is very difficult for the materialist is very easy for the devotee.
对于物质主义者非常难做到的事情，对奉献者来说易如反掌。
Devotee just simply is depending on Krishna.
奉献者只是依靠 Krishna.
But the materialists, they're making their plans, they're doing everything, big ego, they're the big controller.
但是物质主义者，他们有很大的假我，他们自己认为是一个很大控制者，所以呢，做很多大的规划。
But in the end, they lose everything.
但最终他们却失去一切。Just
like the rat in the jaws of the cat.
就好像老鼠和猫做游戏。
Yeah, the rat is caught in the mouth of the cat.
就好像老鼠呢被叼在这个猫的口里。So
the rat knows his end is not. Now is his end. He's going to be eaten.
老鼠呢, 就知道, 自己的死期已到, 就要被吃掉了。
But the kitten is in the jaws of the cat, and he's very safe.
但是这小猫呢, 如果被这个猫叼, 叼住呢, 它就很喜欢, 很高兴。
So devotee is like the kitten in the jaws of the cat.
那么奉献者呢, 就是那个大猫口里叼着这个小猫。
But the materialist is a rat. Jaws of the cat.
但是物质主义者呢, 却是猫, 大猫口里叼着这个老鼠。
So devotee is always fortunate.
所以奉献者总是很幸运。
even in their difficulties, in facing all the troubles of this world, the devotee is always fortunate.
即使在面对很多困难、很多麻烦的时候，奉献者还是很幸运的。
And the devotee understands this is all Krishna's plan, just to help me to surrender more to Him, to take better shelter.
奉献者感到很高兴，他应知道这就是让自己能够更好的臣服于 Krishna 的实际。
One time, the devotees in Bombay, they were staying in one big building, and one night there was going to be an earthquake.
就举例子说，在孟买，奉献者就住在大房一个大楼里，但有一天发生了地震。
And they all had to rush outside of the building.
很多人都冲出这个大楼外面。
And they were all very afraid that the building is going to fall down.
他们都很害怕这个房子就要倒塌了。
And they were all chanting the holy name.
他们都在唱诵圣名。
And they said it was the best chanting they ever did in their life.
他们说这是他们一生意当中唱诵的最好的一次。
No. They chant because they were so afraid, so dangerous. They were just calling out to Krishna to save them.
因为当时情况是那么的危险。他们只是大声地呼喊 Krishna 来帮我吧。
But we're thinking, no, I'm safe, I'm comfortable.
但是一旦我们想，哎呀，我挺安全的，我很舒服。
So we chant, we don't chant with much care.
我们念诵的时候呢，就不大专心，不大专注。
But when our life is threatened, when we're in fear of our life, then we will chant very nicely.
但是一旦我们的生命危在旦夕的时候，我们就会非常专心的念诵。
So Krishna helps us to take more shelter of Him.
所以 Krishna 帮助我们能够更好的托庇于他。
We should think of Krishna when we're in distress, but we should also think of Krishna when we're happy.
我们在痛苦的时候应该记着 Krishna， 同样我们在快乐的时候也应该记住 Krishna。
In every situation, we have to be conscious of Krishna.
在任何情况下，我们都应该知觉 Krishna.
When you're happy, you should think this is also Krishna's mercy on me.
在快乐的时候，我们也应该知道这就是 Krishna 对我的仁慈。
I don't deserve so much mercy from Krishna.
我其实根本就不值得给予这么多仁慈。
Krishna's encouraging me.
Krishna 在鼓励我。
So this is how we can be conscious of Krishna.
这就是 Krishna 我们怎么能知觉到 Krishna 的方法。
We have to think of Krishna, see Krishna in every situation.
我们必须在任何情况下都看见 Krishna.
And in this way, we will always be happy. We'll be free of anxiety.
这样的话，我们总是能够快乐，总是能免于各种焦虑。
So everything.But we can get this help. Krishna is in our heart. If we're sincere in our service, Krishna will help us from the heart. He will direct us how to serve Him.
如果我们是真诚的话， Krishna 就在我们心中，他就会从心中指导我们怎么能够继续为他做服务。
And then the spiritual master is there also to confirm the instructions of Krishna.
同样 Krishna 有灵性导师可以来确信更确认这个指导 Krishna 的指导从内心发出的指导
Always try to work together and with according to Krishna's instructions and have them confirmed by the spiritual master
所有活动的时候呢应该总是让自己内心Krishna 的指导来得到灵性导师的确认，这样两个合一。
And this is a safe path back to God.
这就是回归神手的安全的道途径。
Any question?
大家有什么问题吗？
不，
就是说，但是有通常的话，奉献者都是一个正常的，但是有些奉献者他可能从小到大他有尤其是现在年轻人他有心理上的疾病。比如说抑郁症、自卑、自闭，那么我们作为父
是什么病？
就是
忧郁病。
抑郁。distress。
depression。
depression。
他是从小，比如说家里呀、朋友啊，都瞧不起他，他一直要看别人的脸色长大的，然后长期已经养成这样的病，啊，不能跟别人沟通，正常沟通。
Personality problems。
对。
怎么能帮助他们？
我们能做些什么？
Well, Krishna consciousness is not for crazy people.
Krishna 知觉并不是为那些疯子而准备的。
Yeah, if these people are having mental problems, it's very difficult to help them.
有些人他们有这个精神心理的疾病，帮助他们不容易。
So we do see a lot of these kind of people come to Krishna consciousness.
我们的确看到有很多人，他们这样的人，他们来加入 Krishna 知觉。
They don't only come to Krishna consciousness. They will go to Buddhism or they'll go to Christianity. They look to religion, some type of spiritual process to help them.
他们不光是会到 Krishna 知觉，他们也会去找佛教啊什么其他宗教，是来帮助自己。
So there's no special instructions to give these kind of people.It's the same for everyone.
所以呢，对于这样的人呢，没有特别的建议，因为他跟其他人都跟其他情况都一样。
Everybody has to follow regulative principles, chant the holy name.
每一个人都应该追循原则，唱诵圣名。
We have to give them instruction just as we instruct normal people.
我们给予他们的训示。就跟给予其他人的训示是一样的。
And we have to see how much they can follow.
我们必须看他们在多大程度上能够遵循。
We do see a lot of young people, they have some bad experiences. Maybe they were taking drugs or something. Some bad experiences in the material world. So,We have to help them, we give them instruction, but we can't do anything. There's no special treatment for them or special instruction for them.
我们看到有很多年轻人，他们这个很多不好的习惯，吸毒或什么，他们也来我们这段。然后我们训斥他们，我们给他们建议，但是呢，我们没有什么特殊的训练，这对他们的话没有特殊的一些训练。
I see people who normal people. I mean, normal people who have some difficulty relating to other people.
我明白了，是一个就是正常人，但是他们呢，他跟其他人的关系呢，可能有些紧张或困难。
Everyone has free will. It's up to them. You know, you can't force people to associate with you.
每个人都有他的自由意志，我们不能强迫别人去联谊。
Some devotees do like to do preaching, and they like to have some independence when it comes to preaching.
有些人他们喜欢传教，但是他们喜欢在传教过程中保持一些独立性。
Sometimes they have a fear that they're going to be controlled by somebody else, and they don't want somebody else controlling them.
他们不喜欢。他们害怕被别人控制。
They don't want somebody standing over them all the time and telling them what to do.
他们不喜欢有人总站在自己头上，让指着自己做这个做那个。
And so they want to have the freedom to just try and do something on their own.
他们喜欢有那种就是做一些自己想要做的事情的自由。
And maybe they like also to have some privacy, not to have other people all the time coming and disturbing them.
或许他们需要一些更多的私人的空间，不喜欢别人总是来打扰自己。
But we just have to, with such people, we just have to encourage them. And you know, if they're sincere, they want to be Krishna conscious, and they're genuinely trying to preach to others, so we just encourage them.
但是这样的人呢，我们必须经常鼓励他们，因为他们也想做些做服务、做传教，非常而且他们真诚的话，我们应该努力去鼓励他们。
And we, as much as possible, we try to encourage them. Come and you know, come to some festival or some program.
我们只要有可能的话，尽量邀请他们参加一些活动、一些节日。
Yeah, it's nice to see, you know, one of them can go, some people go to Hong Kong and they take advantage, they go there and get some experience, get some interaction with other devotees.
就像说我们鼓励人们去一些香港去参加这些节日的活动，能够跟有些品味跟经历，能够跟奉献者有一个关系。
Not everybody likes to be in those situations where there's so many people all together.
不是所有人都喜欢在一个有很多人在一起的一个环境里。Yeah,
sometimes you know, can be quite trying on your patience sometimes to be in that situation. You know, and most people like to be in their own home or in their own place. They're comfortable there.
大部分人都喜欢在自己的地方。 在自己的家里能够感觉到更安全、更舒适。
You know, to come here and stay here even for a few days is not easy for people.
到这里住几天，待几天，其实对很多人来说不那么容易的，很困，也很难的。
It's not your home.
因为这不是你的家。You're
more comfortable maybe in your own home.
如果在家里的话，会感觉到更舒服一点。
But for association, to have the opportunity to be with the devotees, we accept a little difficulty.
但是呢，为了跟奉献在一起，为了来联谊呢，我们能够承受一些困难。
And so we just encourage people. You know, we don't know. We can't really understand the internal mood behind everyone's service, and that's not our business also to judge other people's service.
我们应该知道，我们不能够了解其他人内心的一个情感、内心的心态，而且我们去判断别人的内心也不是正恰当的。
We just encourage, you know, everybody to be Krishna conscious, and we push our own self to be Krishna conscious.
我们只是鼓励其他人能够具有Krishna知觉，同时我们要迫使自己具有Krishna知觉。Anyway,
we see some nice preaching going on here in EU. We see very special devotees coming.
无论如何，我们看到在义乌的话，这个传教在有一个特别的进展，有很多一些特别的奉献者来加入我们的活动。It's
very unique yesterday to go to that program and see young people, business people taking an interest in Krishna consciousness.
昨天我们到一个地方，然后看到很多年轻的生意人。 他们来对Krishna直接感兴趣，这是一个很特别的、很特殊的经历。Of
course, we don't know how serious they are.
当然，我们不知道他们到底有多么认真、多认真。But
still, we preach. Just preach to them and give them the chance. They may accept, they may not, but our duty is to preach.
但是我们仍然来鼓励他们，虽然。
It should be in our preaching should be in relation to their circumstance.
Yeah, yeah. Or
Or just general preaching?
Just according to their ability to accept, or just teach them the philosophy, just present everything to them.
Yeah, we want to present things, but at the same time, it should be according to their situation, it should be something they can relate to.
就是我们当然我们
那个
他有话要问你你姐姐问过的
他自己对错的时候
他呢长得这么大了他说做梦没说怕他昨天晚上他说做梦很怕他说
哦昨天晚上做梦
他昨天晚上做梦了他说很怕他说、
哦、真的
嗯以前没说过
哦你应该念 Hare Krishna 做梦的时候就念 Hare Krishna Krishna 保护你
念 Hare Krishna 我对他说我说你要念 Hare Krishna 我说
你做噩梦了
做梦了他以前都没说过做梦怕只是昨天晚上他说做了梦很怕他说、
哦、可能你忘记 Krishna
你忘记 Krishna 你们听懂吗
Yeah, we have to preach. You know, we have to. If the preaching is more in relation to these people, something they can relate to, then it's more useful.
如果我们的传教所讲的内容跟他们有关的话，那么这样子他们就能够更对他们来说就更有帮助。
Definitely, they'll take more. They'll pay more attention. They'll be more inclined to hear.
毫无疑问，他们会更专心听我们讲的，而且。也更有兴趣来听。
So we have to combine these two aspects.
我们所以这两方面呢，应该相互结合。
Yeah, you have to combine the philosophy and put it in a way in which it will be interesting for them.
我们必须把我们的哲学跟他们所感兴趣的内容结合起来。
As much as we can.
尽我们的能力去这样做。
Yeah, not easy.
这不容易。
Maybe they're only interested in a lot of material things.
可能他们可能只是关心一些物质的东西。
Anyway, we encourage them to chant Hare Krishna. Their real preaching is the chanting of Hare Krishna and Prasada.
真正的传教是唱诵圣名和 Prasada.
So nice Prasada. If we can make some very nice Prasada, that can be also very attractive.
如果我们能够做出很好的 prasadam 的话，对他们来说也是很有吸引力的。
Yeah. Really influence people. Okay, Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.
Jai. 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 Jai.Namaste Sasa Suri Kurvan Jani Hiji Sisi Sama Vati Sita
Dachi Vakini Sita Dachi Vakini Sita Dachi Vakini Sita Dachi Vakini Sita Dachi